and a high of 10. And now more Tune Up with Deb, produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George. Let's send it back to your host, Deb Ross.
My guest today is Carla Davis. She's a spokesperson for the Better Business Bureau, and we have been discussing the top 10 scams for 2018. And I've asked Carla some questions about how these scams work, how the communication is structured from the scam side to the victim. And now we're going to talk about another scam in detail that has kind of crawled its way up the ladder in popularity and in the amount of damage that they've done with people. And it is called a subscription scam or the free trial scam. So, Carla, please walk us through the process of this scam and the structure of the scam, please.
Okay, sure. So, subscription scams, they fell number 6 on our top 10 list for 2018. And in terms of the losses, it was actually one of those scams that we had a significant amount of difficulty tracking the number in terms of financial losses because of how diverse it is. And that was one of the main reasons why it also fell on the list, because it came at us in so many different ways. So in terms of how the back end of the scam works, what happens is you will start to see online ads, you'll see websites, you'll see pop-ups on the side of your computer, and the types of products you're seeing being advertised are pretty much the same. You're looking at skincare and cosmetic products. You're looking at miracle creams, weight loss products, diet pills, so anything around that line. And what happens is a lot of the time, the advertisements are being endorsed or seem to be endorsed by celebrities, but these actually are fake celebrity endorsements. And you'll see the photo of the celebrity. You'll probably see comments saying that this celebrity is a spokesperson for the product, that they've tried the product, that they've tested it, and they can attest to the fact that it works. So you'll see those fake testimonials as well. And you'll also see what I would like to say the tagline, which is the promise of a risk-free trial that's used to advertise the product. And then what ends up happening in most of the cases that we received was that the victims fell into what we call subscription traps. And that is pretty much where you end up with large monthly charges being made to your credit card or to your account. And you're getting products in the mail every month or recurring deliveries. But at the end of the day, it's not something you want. So that's the back end of how this scam works. And in terms of, the reports, we ended up doing an investigative study on this. And the report that we received, it showed us that there was an alarming number of reports that we were getting, especially on our BBB scam tracker. So like over the last 3 years, it was around 37,000 reports that we were receiving. So it started to climb on our radar because of the fact that a lot of people were falling for it, thinking that they were going to sign up for something good, try a product for free. All they had to do was pay for shipping and handling. But at the end of the day, they ended up falling into a trap.
So I narrowly avoided this trap a few weeks ago. It's confession time here. I was on Facebook and an ad popped up on however they pop up on Facebook. And it had a celebrity endorsement, and it was a celebrity that personally I have found quite credible with other products that the celebrity has endorsed. And again, what you just said about the kind of allure of the free trial, like I don't have to purchase an entire bottle of this vitamin or this supplement. I can just try a little bit of it. And I got to the point on the form, I had filled out my name, I had filled out my email address, and then something just felt funny. Even though it was only a $4.50 shipping and handling fee, something just felt funny, and I exited out of the whole thing. And then, of course, for the next few days, I kept getting emails from the company saying, are you sure you want to not continue and complete your form? And then, of course, you and I talked, and you sent me the top 10 scam information for 2018, and I felt pretty foolish when I read the subscription scam detail.
It happens to a lot of people, yeah. And I think the term that you used was pretty accurate, the allure. That is exactly what happens. They put someone you recognize, someone you trust, as the face of the product. They tell you things you want to hear or speak to things that, are concerning and important to you. So weight loss is something that's important to a lot of people. Looking their best skincare products, you know, your skin, your face. Those are parts of your life that are, you know, critical to you. And so that's what they've used to entice you and pull you in. And then when they, as you rightfully said, you can try this product without having to buy the entire thing. You get a sample, and all you have to do is pay $5 to $10 on shipping and handling. It sounds like a really good deal. But what ends up happening is you end up falling into the trap. Yeah, you're absolutely correct.
So let's talk about the part of our population that's most at risk for these type of scams. So like, I realized that I was almost a victim of this type of scam, but is there a particular segment of our population that maybe are more vulnerable than another segment?
So when we did the study, we found that a lot of the reports that we received about the scam actually came from women. In fact, I think it was about 72%, and that's for victims. But there are a lot of other factors that could be attributed to this. So, for instance, it could be the type of products that are being advertised. So we're looking at skincare, cosmetic products, miracle creams, weight loss products. Those kinds of things are things that women would generally gravitate towards. So that's one. Another instance could be that women are usually the ones that are making the purchases for the house. So they're the ones that are, you know, spending the money, buying the groceries. So they end up, you know, being the ones with that final say and end up being the ones that end up in that transaction. So that's another thing as well. But what we found interesting also was the fact that the millennials were significantly high up on the number of victims for this particular scam. And we think it has to literally do with the whole risk-free aspect. You know, being able to try something with very little money attached to it, but, you know, you end up falling into the trap.
So what are some tips that you have to help us to, number one, protect ourselves online, but number two, to really avoid scams in general? Can you talk to us about that, please?
Yeah. So as it relates to protecting yourself online, I would say, first and foremost, or rule of thumb that we have here at BBB, is that if it seems too good to be true, it probably is. And what we're not trying to say you must be afraid of everything out there in the world, but we encourage a greater level of skepticism and curiosity. Be willing to ask questions. Be willing to identify and verify the identification of the person you're talking to on the other end of the phone or on the other end of your dating app. You know, so those are the things that are very important. One, so when you go online, always have a general level of curiosity. When you're, you know, doing transactions, try to use safe Wi-Fi connection, for one. And if you're going to be doing transactions, never use public Wi-Fi to make your payments, because it's open. It's accessible to everyone. It's public for a reason. Another thing as well is, you know, when you are doing dialogue online, for example, through dating sites, you don't share private and confidential information. You don't share your financial details. You know, you withhold information like your address, where you work, because you're not only thinking about online safety, but your physical safety as well, because you don't know who is at the other end of the conversation and what their intentions are with you. Another thing as well, changing your passwords is extremely important. We can't stress it enough. In fact, we encourage you to change your passwords at least every 3 months. You know, change your passwords, create passwords that are unknown to anyone else, that you haven't shared with someone else. Create passwords that, for example, are based on the lyrics of a song or words in another language. Because, which is funny enough, we did some investigations, and we found that people are more likely to create greater passwords for their electronic diaries and for their photo archives than for their corporate and financial information. So it's kind of interesting what's important to people or what they put the priority for. But if it's something that impacts your life in any way, you need to take that extra step and protect it as best as possible. Another thing as well, when you're online, what do you do? You try not to overshare on social media. And I know how important it is for a lot of people to interact with the public and, you know, generate followers and generate likes and generate social media activity. But, you know, I've explained this so many times, and what people fail to realize is that you can get so much information about a person by looking at a photo. So by simply looking at a photo, they can learn what car you drive, the license plate. They can see who your friends are. They can see your address or the street that you live on. They can learn where you work. And with basic information, they can find out where exactly your office is, what exactly it is that you do. So when you share or overshare, you put yourself in a position to be compromised. So those are the kind of things that we want you to bear in mind when you're interacting online.
Very good tips, Carla. So what should a consumer do if they have been scammed or they suspect that they are being scammed, that they're right in the middle of it?
So first and foremost, I would tell you to contact the Better Business Bureau and report that experience to us. We have a very, very good consumer tool, which is called the BBB Scam Tracker. And the Scam Tracker, I think, is very multifaceted because it not only allows you to report the scam, but at the same time, track the scams that are operating in your area. So when you log on, you can see, you know, if you type in the right geographical information, you can find the scams that are operating in your city, in your community, and that will help you to, you know, be more informed about what to look out for or what is extremely active in your particular zone. Another thing you can do as well, you can contact us directly. Our number is 604-682-2711. And when you contact us, if you feel like you want a second opinion or an objective opinion as to whether or not the situation that you're in could be a scam, we're more than happy to, you know, speak with you about it, help you to understand what the red flags are, and to give you an objective opinion as to whether or not you should be concerned about the situation that you're in.
Is there a link that you can provide to us where our listeners can actually download or get access to the top 10 scams for 2018, that report?
Yes. I was going to say you can visit our website as well, bbb.org. And we do have a page, the top 10 scams. It's dedicated to all the scams on the list. You can get a full rundown of everything that, you know, you should be looking out for, the, and tips as well as to how to protect yourself. And at the same time, if you want to read the investigative reports that we've completed, we do have a download section where you can download the information, read it at your leisure. And of course, if you really want to just meet with us in person, we do have community events that are taking place across the city. You can check that page as well, and you can see where we're going to be, what time, and you can come and have a one-on-one with us.
Marvelous. So can you give us that contact number once again, please?
Sure. The number is 604-682-2711. And you can speak with either a member of the communications or the public services department.
Thank you so much for your time, Carla. To my listeners, thank you for your time, and we will chat again soon.
A half-hour financial advice program, Tune Up with Deb, is produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George. Deb Ross is an accredited financial counselor with Intune Financial Solutions in Prince George. Be listening for Tune Up with Deb each week at this time. For previous shows or more information on Intune Financial Solutions, visit intunefinancial.ca.